Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends, this is part two of what to do when life's hard. A couple weeks ago, I gave you two things of the four that you need to do when you're going through the mud, just like that lily. When you feel like life is hard, it is muddy, you can't see the light, I gave you steps one and two on a couple weeks ago on the episode. So today we're going to be talking about steps three and four of what you can do when life is beating you up. I have been there. I get you. Having been a spouse to an amazing human who had a terminal cancer diagnosis, my late husband, and having three little kids and retail stores. I mean, my life was as muddy as I could imagine at the time. Every day fighting those battles inside my mind and in my head of what I'm going to do if and when he passes away. How can I do this? You know, anxiety and depression loomed in my thoughts, in my mind a lot. And I had learned the hard way. And it's one of the joys of my life to share with others that are going through hard. So again, we've done step one and two in part one. And today, part two, we're going to be talking about steps three and four of what you can do. So step number three, when you're going through hard, you need to believe. Believe and trust that God has a plan. I don't know the answers to why hard, bad, unfair things happen, but I do know that in those hard times, we become better people. We can choose to become kinder, more understanding. We can choose to be more patient and loving. And through those hard times, through that mud, just like that lily flower, we are able to become beautiful and work through that hard. So number three is believe. Believe and trust that God has a plan. And it's so trite, and sometimes you just want to punch people in the face when you're going through and you're in that mud and you're like, yeah, whatever. I don't understand. And it's okay that you don't understand, but you just have to trust that God does. And when I did that, when Clint was terminal, when I and we did that, it seemed to magically increase the comfort level in our home. I felt like the worries dissipated in my life, and I was able to have the strength when I knew I didn't have to worry because God was worrying. So give your worry up to God and believe and trust and just keep pushing and keep moving forward. Like I say, I've tried not relying on God, and it was one of the darkest times in my life. I have experimented through the dark and the hard, and I know and I can tell you that when you rely on God, when you give him your worry, then you don't have this dark, anger, bitter, festering cloud of anxiety and depression that will loom and follow you everywhere you go. So believe, experiment on the words of God. I learned that his grace is there to strengthen us. It is there to comfort our broken hearts. God can see what we can't. Have you ever done some handwork before? My mom is huge into quilting and embroidering. And when you turn over and look at the back of a project, like the backside of a quilt, it looks like a mess. I mean, strings are going everywhere. You can't even think like that this is some beautiful, beautiful, intricate work of art. But when you flip it over, you can see that it's this exquisite, amazing, beautiful piece of work. And that's what you are. That's what our lives are. We need those darks, just like we need those lights to highlight the beauty of who we are. And don't forget to rely on God and give him your worries. In Psalms chapter 18, verse 2, it says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my strength, and in whom I will trust." So put him to the test. This week with step number 3, put him to the test and experiment with prayer. This is what I want you to do for 1 week. Say a sincere prayer to God each day. Talk to him about your challenges, your problems. It might feel weird or awkward, but just give him all your heartache, frustrations, and then pause. I have found that in that pause is the power. In that pause, you will get those thoughts and those inspiration and that divine in my life has come through that pause. So as you're praying, as you're pouring your heart out, then just sit there and marinate, as I like to call it. Sit there and ponder, journal. But when you're praying, pause and think, God, what do you want me to know? And he will help you. He will answer you. You just have to give him the chance. So many times we get busy and we go through our lives, right? It's like, oh, the last thing we think of is to sit there and I don't have time for that, you know? But if you make time for it, God will show you he's there, and that'll give you strength to keep pushing forward through your heart. So pay attention again to those thoughts. Write them down, or if you're busy, just jot them on a note on your phone. And then look, and you'll see the evidences that God is showing up for you, that he's listening to you. I got a message on my, when somebody comments on a YouTube video, then it comes to my email, right? And it's so rewarding to wake up in the mornings and see just different comments from all over. And somebody, it was an episode called How to Talk to God and Hear Him. And they commented saying, thank you for this episode. It was so weird. As I was watching it, a commercial popped up and it gave me an answer to a question that I was asking from God. And I was just like, wow, you know, like it's, God knows you. He knows the idiosyncrasies, like he knows all those little nuances of your day to day, and he will talk to you in your language. So give him the chance, believe in him, and then watch and see and ponder and give him that opportunity to show up for you. So whether it's in a commercial or what, like he knows how to get to you if you're having like the eyes to see him and the ears to hear him. And number 4, so 3 is believe. Number 4, don't ever give up. Don't give up. It might seem impossible and overwhelming and that there's no way that you can do it, but keep putting one foot in front of the other. Have you seen the movie Hacksaw Ridge? It is an amazing true war story about this incredible army medic who doesn't want to hold a gun, and he was ridiculed and they tried to kick him out of the regime and all of these, you know, all you could think of how much he was ridiculed joining the army and not wanting to, in his religion, I think it was Seventh Day Adventist, that he didn't want to touch a gun like that. Anyway, he was ridiculed. And go and watch, look it up, Hacksaw Ridge. I think it is kind of, maybe it's a war show, so there is some violence. So you'll have to, you know, use your judgment on that. But it was so inspirational because I love true stories too. But he was saving people through the night that were left for dead. And he just said, God, just help me get one more, you know. And he was able to, you know, bring them down the side of the mountain, and then he'd go back up. And he ended up getting, I want to say like 50 or something lives that he saved through the night that were meant to just be declared dead. And so God knows how to help you just do one more. So don't give up. Just keep pushing forward. Keep trying. And pretty soon those one little more things you do add up to so much. You have so much power. Many of life's failures were people who did not realize how close they were to success before giving up. And that one is by Thomas Edison, that quote. You can do this. You are powerful. Just take the next step and don't give up. A scripture that I love is, I don't know. I'll look up for it next week. I don't know. The book of the Bible dropped off, but it's chapter 20 And it says, wherefore ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and of all men. Wherefore, if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the words of Christ and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. And I love that it says, and of your fellow man, you know, just like in that Hacksaw Ridge show, you know, please God, help me get one more. Please God, help me move forward. And I often resonate with that, you know, and I'm so grateful, just like that messy quilt or just like that lily that's growing through the mud. You know, our hard times help us be this amazing individual that could not be that person unless we had gone through that hard. Okay, and so many people need you. And God knows that you can only do what some people need. And we are God's hands for each other. And I totally, completely believe that with my whole heart. And so when you're in that hard, when you're thinking, I can't do this, just remember that you can, and think, like we talked about, step one, step two, step three, believe, and step four, don't give up. Don't give up. You don't know how many people's lives you can influence just by putting one step in front of the other, and not looking at the overwhelming destination. So baby steps, and remember these four things when life is hard. And I love you, and I'm here for you. If you're going through hard and you need extra help, you can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. I do a mentoring program, and it's one of the joys and highlights of my life is to help others that are going through hard times have hope and peace and comfort and move forward with more happiness in their lives. So you could check that out on my website. But sorry for the snuffs here, but I love you guys, and I hope you know that I speak from my heart every week, and I'm here to help you because I have been helped by so many, and I'm grateful to share that. So anyway, I'll see you next week, but remember, when life gets hard, remember, think, believe, and don't give up. And don't forget, no matter what, to put on your big girl pants.